So our brother Roy, or more formally known as Mr. Ping Bai, has volunteered to be our interpreter tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. 所以我今天呢，他说大家可以叫我Roy，也可以叫我艾平先生，他非常高兴我今天自愿来翻译。
We're very happy to be here tonight with again with you.
我非常高兴再一次看见大家。And
again, our brother Jürgen Schultz will be ministering the word of God to us.
我们今天再一次，我们的讲员就是约根，他会给我们讲神的话。
And in a moment, we're going to ask our brother Harold Summers if he'd just open in prayer.
一会儿我们就会请 Elder Summers 来做一个开场的祷告。But
first, we'd like to give you all a very warm and blessed greeting in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
首先呢，要给大家每一个人一个热烈的。
I'm sure the Lord is going to give us a blessing tonight as we listen to His word.
我相信那个主会赐福给我们，在我们今天听他的话的时候。And
so I'll ask our brother if he would just open in prayer before Jürgen brings his message to us.
也请海尔德先生做一个开场的祷告。Well,
it's good to be with you tonight. Nice to see everyone joining us, either tonight or this morning, as the case may be. We're happy that you're here. Good to see you.
今天呢，非常高兴看到大家，不管大家有的人是傍晚，有的人是早上，但是我们非常高兴地看见大家。
We've come this evening to learn about the truth of God.
我们今天晚上呢，学习神的真理。
His promise is that His Spirit will teach us, and that's what we want tonight. We want the Spirit of God to speak to each of our hearts individually.
因为这是神的圣灵呢，他会对我们讲话，所以呢，这是神的应许。我们今天呢，就希望神对我们每个人的内心讲话。
And so we'll pray that the Lord will do that.
我们也祷告，主会那么做。
Lord, we thank you so much that you are the God who cares for each one of us.
主啊，我们非常感恩您是那样的一位神，您关心我们每一个人。
We remember the words that Peter wrote when he said that we are to be casting all our care on you because you care for us.
我们记得在使徒彼得写在圣经里说呢，我们要把一切的忧虑写给主，主会照看顾我们。And
so, Lord, our prayer is that you will speak to us tonight. Give Jürgen the right words, give us the right hearts and ears to receive.
主啊，我们今天呢，就是祈求您通过约根说话，给他正确的话语，给我们每一个人的心和耳朵去接受。
And Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that we might all respond to the call of Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，我们可以就是每一个人都会回应主耶稣基督对我们的呼召。
And now we pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在祷告和献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you, Brother Jürgen.
Yes, hello, everyone. It's a joy to be with you again to continue this study in the book of Mark.
对每个人说你们好，然后非常高兴今天晚上再次来到这里和大家一起学习马可福音。
On different occasions when I have been invited to speak at some special event, I have been asked, how shall we introduce you?
因为这个呢，在很多场合，有些人呢，当我开始讲话的时候，人家就是说呢，问我你怎么介绍你自己。
They want to know about my credentials.
他们想知道我到底有没有这样的信誉来讲。
People like to know where you're from, what titles you have, and what work you do.
他们想知道呢，我是哪里的人，我有什么那个头衔，我讲过什么。
It is interesting to notice how the biblical writers go about introducing God in the scriptures.
非常有趣的是呢，在那个圣经里的那些作者呢，他们在介绍神的时候是怎么说的？
For instance, in Psalm 68:5, God is introduced like this. He is a father of the fatherless and a defender of widows.
另外在打个比方，在诗篇的65篇里呢，他们是这样介绍神：神是那些孤儿的神，是那些无助的寡妇的神，是他们的父。
Isn't it fascinating how God introduces himself?
所以呢，你看看这是神是怎么介绍他自己的呢？
He identifies with the powerless, the weak, and the marginalized.
那他实际上他就是去保护那些没有能力、没有无家的那些人。
It's remarkable that this is how God identifies himself.
所以这里是非常的明显的神是怎么来显示他自己的。
It should come as no surprise that the emotion of Christ most mentioned in the Bible is compassion.
Amen.
这里呢，我们就是听到呢，就是说呢，对我们主耶稣基督的介绍，在圣经里通常呢，就是他有同情心。
And Mark draws our attention to this fact repeatedly in his gospel.
所以呢，马可呢，他就不断的重复的在马可福音里呢，去向我们介绍这样一个特征。
I would like to look with you at this wonderful theme of the compassion of Christ.
我们要跟大家一起来看看那个主耶稣基督他的同情和怜悯这么一件完美的事情。
There's a very rich term in the original language that the gospel writers use when speaking of the compassion of Christ.
所以这里呢，实际上呢，在那个写那个马可福音的写这个福音的那个人里面，当他们提到主耶稣基督的那种同情心的时候，是用了一个非常好的语言。Mark
uses it four times, and it's a Greek word hard to pronounce that is splanchnistomai.
那实际上呢，在那个马可呢，在那个马可福音呢提到了四次这个呢，词呢它是相当的难拼音的，但是却讲的是非常好。It's
the word that Mark uses when he tells us that Jesus saw people like sheep without a shepherd, and he had compassion on them.
也就是你讲到呢，当主耶稣基督呢看见那些人就像羊一样，他们没有牧羊人，所以呢，主耶稣向他们显示了他的同情心。The
word is translated compassion, but its true meaning is much deeper than that.
这个呢，词它翻译成呢同情或者怜悯，但是呢，真正的词的意义呢，远远比这要深刻的多。
The word is built on a root which refers to the intestines.
所以呢，这个词呢，他们呢，它那个是用那个词根，词根呢表现出来呢，是一种关怀。It
is thought, it was thought that that was where our deepest emotions are born.
因为呢，实际上呢，那你也讲到呢，它是一个里头呢有一颗那个。 很深的那个感情，它在燃烧。We
think of emotions as residing in the heart, but for the speakers of first century Greek, it seems that the human emotions were thought to exist in the intestines.
所以呢，实际上呢，我们认为呢，认为就是说这个感情呢，它是藏在心里的。实际上呢，早期的那些希腊人呢，他们认为这个感情呢是在思维里面的。
Probably a good equivalent in English would be gut wrenching.
所以呢，在这里面呢，大概有一个英文的单词，在英文里叫做。神的感情。
It means to be torn up inside.
这个呢，它的意思呢，就是说是，意思是在里面发生的。
It's a very intense word that is very difficult to translate.
这里呢，是一个很那个紧凑的一个词，是很难去翻译的。
It means that you are not only moved by the suffering of others,but that you let that suffering penetrate into your heart.
这里呢，就是说，这个意思不光光是说你由于别人受苦而你很感到痛苦，而是因为这些痛苦它已经进到你的心里了。
It makes the suffering of others your suffering.
所以呢，别人的痛苦呢，变成了你自己的痛苦。
It takes the suffering of others into your heart and it becomes yours.
你呢把别人的苦难呢拿到你的心里，然后就像你自己在受苦一样。
This word is most frequently used of Christ's compassionate response to human need and suffering.
所以这个词呢通常呢被用在当我们基督对同常的人他们有需求的时候，他们痛苦的时候是用这个词的。
The Lord could not view the suffering of this world without suffering himself.
因为主不可能去看到这个世界的苦难，除非他自己也同样的受苦难。
No one knew better than Christ what compassion or splagnisomai really was.
因为没有一个人像我们的主耶稣基督这样，他真正的理解这个同情和怜悯是怎么一回事。
Christ did not merely alleviate the suffering of others, he felt their suffering.
那个主耶稣呢，基督呢，他不光光是去看到别人的痛苦，他同样去感受到别人的苦难。
Their pain became his pain.
他们的痛呢，变成了主的痛。
Isaiah referred to this when he said, Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
因为以赛亚是这样说的，他说他担当了我们的苦难，担受了我们的痛苦。
Christ could not see the suffering of others without feeling it himself, and so much of his ministry involved bringing an end to suffering.
实际上呢，主耶稣基督呢，他不可能就是说呢，他不去体受、体验别人所感受痛苦而来知道这些痛苦，因为在主耶稣基督的服事的过程中，很多事情都是在他自己在受苦。
So let's look at a few examples of this compassion that we find in the Gospel of Mark.
因为我们大家来看看几个例子，在马可福音里的关于这个同情和
First of all, in Mark 1, verse 40, we read, Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying, If you are willing, you can make me clean.
那这里呢，我们首先看到马可福音的第一章，第一章呢，就是这讲的一个长大麻风的人呢，来到他这里请求主来治愈，说只要你愿意，你就可以治愈我。
Leprosy was a common disease in ancient times.
那大麻风呢，在古代时候呢，是一个非常的普遍的疾病。
Few things were feared more than leprosy.
那这个呢，只有很少的疾病呢，比那个大麻风更厉害。
To contract leprosy was perhaps the worst thing that could happen to someone.
如果你去接触一个大麻风的人呢，就是对一个得了大麻风的人呢，对他自己来说，可能是世界上最糟糕的事。
if according to the law of Moses, if a person showed signs of leprosy, he should present himself to the priest.
因为按照摩西的律法呢，一个人如果得了大麻风以后呢，他应该自己到那个祭司面前去。
The priest would examine the sick person to verify if indeed he had leprosy.
因为那个祭司呢，就会来检查，来确定这个人到底是不是得了大麻风。
If it was evident that this was a case of leprosy, the priest would declare the person to be unclean and he needed to be excluded from the community.
也是当那个祭司决定了，确定这个人呢，得了大麻风以后呢，祭司就会宣布这个人是不洁净的，然后这个人呢就会被赶出那个社区。
Leviticus chapter 13 says that he could no longer live with his parents, his wife, his children, or his friends.
在利未记里呢，实际上讲十三章讲到的呢，如果这个人呢，他得了大麻风呢，他不可能再和他的父母、妻子、孩子和朋友们再住在一起了。
In Leviticus 13:46, it says, "He shall dwell alone; his habitation shall be outside the camp."
实际上，在利未记的13:46里说呢，这个人呢，他必须单独的居住，他的帐篷呢必须是在营地之外。To
say that the leper was unclean did not mean that he was unwashed; rather, it has a religious connotation.
这个里面呢，说一个人得了大麻风呢，就说他不洁净，不是说他没有洗洁净，也是从那个宗教的意义上来说，他是不洁净的。It
meant that he would no longer be allowed into the temple.
这个意味着他不再被允许进入圣殿。He
could no longer worship with the people of God or come into the house of the Lord.
他们不再被允许进入圣殿和那些神的子民一起敬拜，也不能进入神的圣殿。The
life of unclean lepers was a very sad, lonely one.
所以在那些得了大麻风的病的人呢，他们的人生是非常孤独的，非常悲惨的人生。
They were rejected and despised by everyone. No one had compassion on a leper.
实际上呢，这些人呢，都会被许多的人拒绝，也就被许多的人蔑视，就是没有人愿意接近这些大麻风人。No
village welcomed lepers. No one wanted to have them around.
所以没有一个村庄呢，想要那些得了大麻风的人进去，他们甚至都不能在那个村子的周围转悠。Leprosy
was revolting and defiling.
所以呢，那个大麻风病呢，它实际上是一个被蔑视的，是一个很可怕的病。Lepers
were so repugnant that people would look the other way and walk as fast as they could when they saw one.
这些得了大麻风的人呢，甚至被人厌弃到这个程度，人们看到他的时候都会很快的走过，离开他们。Lepers
needed to cover the lower part of their face with a piece of cloth.
也就是那些大麻风病人呢，他们需要一块布把他的下半脸挡住。And
when he goes out, he needs to call out, "Unclean! Unclean," so that everyone will stay clear of him.
当那个大麻风的人出去走路的时候呢，他就会大声的说不洁净，不洁净。然后别人听到的他以后，他说讲这个话以后呢，大家都会远离他。The
rabbi said that people should keep at least 6 feet away from a leper.
因为那些拉比呢说呢，人们最少。 要离那个长大麻风的人6英尺远。Another
rabbi said that you should stay at least 100 steps away from a leper.
甚至有一个拉比说呢，你最少要离那个长大麻风的人100步远。It
was a horrible sickness that left a person completely isolated.
Luke's
gospel indicates that this man was full of leprosy.
在那个路加福音里讲到的呢，这个人呢是完完全全长了大麻风。
This leper did not just have a few spots on his skin. This was an extreme case of leprosy.
这个呢长了大麻风的人呢，只不是说只在他的身上的几个部分长了几块大麻风，他是一个极端的例子，在他整个全身都长满了大麻风。
Leprosy had spread all over his body, and he was in an advanced stage of this sickness.
实际上这个长大麻风的人呢，那个大麻风呢长遍了他身体的各个部位，这个人呢在这个完全处于一种绝望的严重的大麻风的状态下。This
unclean leper kneels before Christ and begs for help, saying, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
那这个呢，这样一个大麻风人呢，他在这里呢，他接近了主耶稣基督，他说，如果您愿意，我会被洁净的。This
man had no doubts about the power of Christ.
这个长大麻风的人呢，毫不怀疑主耶稣基督的权柄。His
doubts were about the willingness of Jesus to help him.
他怀疑的是呢，主耶稣基督呢愿不愿意帮助他？
He knew the Lord could do it, but he wasn't sure Jesus would want to help someone like him.
所以呢，他知道主一定会那么做，但是呢，他不是确定主耶稣基督是不是愿意帮助一个像他这样的人。He
knew about the power of Christ, but he didn't know about the compassion of Christ.
所以他知道。 主耶稣基督的他的能力，但是呢，他却不知道主耶稣基督的怜悯。And
what comes next is a heart-stopping glimpse of the Lord's heart.
所以呢，这下一步是怎么发生的呢？实际上就是说，主耶稣基督心里所想。The
other gospel writers record this incident, but only Mark lets us see the heart of Christ.
其他的一些福音呢，他们不会这么去细致的描述，只有在马可福音里，他详细的描述了主耶稣基督的内心。
Mark 1:41 says, Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said, I am willing, be cleansed.
马可福音第一章的第41节说呢，耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”Verse
42, as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed.
实际上呢，第42节说呢，大麻风即时离开了他，他就洁净了。It
was not repugnance that Christ felt, but compassion, and this is the word that we were speaking about at the beginning.
对，那实际上不是因为别的，都是因为主耶稣基督的他的同情的怜悯心，这就是我们从刚开始就提到的。And
as people watched, they could not believe what they were seeing.
当人们看到的时候呢，他们甚至不能相信他们眼睛所看见的。
Jesus dares to venture into the off-limits zone, and he draws near to the leper.
实际上，主耶稣基督呢，他出来把这个长了大麻风的人呢拉进了他的身边。And
everyone watched as he extended his hand.
当他去摸他的手的时候呢，每一个人都看见。What
is he doing? Is the rabbi going to touch the abominable leper?
那这个人在干什么？是一个拉比去摸一个那个可恶的一个大麻风病人。
The law prohibits this. Anyone who touches a leper becomes unclean, contaminated.
实际上呢，这个律法是禁止说任何一个人，如果他去触摸了一个大麻风病人的话，他就会被传染，他就变得不洁净了。
What was Jesus doing? Would he dare touch a leper?
所以呢，主耶稣基督在干什么呢？他去敢去触摸一个麻风病人吗？
If he wanted to heal the man, why not do it from 6 feet back?
如果主耶稣基督想要治愈这个人，他为什么不在6英尺以外那样去治愈他呢？
Jesus extends his hand, and horror of horrors, he places his hand on the leper.
主耶稣基督把他的手伸出来，像这样呢，直接的放在了那个大麻风人的身上。
That should not be done. Nobody touches lepers.
他不应该这么做，因为没有人被允许去触摸大麻风病人。
Nobody even gets close to lepers. He should at least keep 6 feet back.
就算没有人被允许，就是走进那个大麻风病人，他应该是站在离他6英尺之外。
For many years, this poor man had been treated like dirt.
因为在很多年来，这个人呢被像一个垃圾一样对的。He
was rejected, despised, and avoided by everyone.
因为实际上呢，他是被拒绝了，他被蔑视，他被所有的人抛弃了。The
man had lost all sense of personal dignity and worth.
所以这个人呢，他失去了他所有的他自身的荣誉和价值。His
self-esteem was non-existent.
所以他实际上他自己的呢，所有的一切都已经变得不存在了。He
could not even remember the last time somebody touched him.
他甚至呢都不记得最后一次有人摸他的是什么时候。
The Lord could have easily healed him from a distance.
主呢，很容易就是说，在那个远处就能治愈他。All
he needed to do was to speak the word.
主要做的一切呢，要去治愈他，就是讲一句话就可以了。But
he doesn't do that.
但他并没有那么做。He
ventures into forbidden territory and goes where no one else dared to go.
然后呢，主耶稣基督实际上走到了一个禁区里面，就是这个禁区里面没有任何的人都敢走进去。He
came to the man and placed his hand on his shoulder.
然后主耶稣来到这个人面前，把他的手呢放在那个人的肩膀上。Jesus
wasn't just going to minister to his body, he was going to minister to his heart.
因为主耶稣基督不光是要去服侍他的身体，他要去服侍他的心。He
was going to give him back his health, and he was going to give him back his dignity.
所以呢，同样呢，他可以主要不单要治愈他的身体，同样要治愈他内心，给回他所要的荣誉。He's
going to minister inner healing to the man's heart.
主呢，他是要去治愈这个人的内心。And
he did it trampling on the rabbinical code.
那实际上主耶稣基督他这么做呢，他就是实际上就这么摸了一下他。Lord,
what are you doing? The law does not allow you to do that.
实际上呢，他们人说主啊，你在做什么？这个律法是禁止你这么做的。
Touching lepers is prohibited. A person could get defiled by doing that.
因为一个人呢，去触摸大麻风病人是被禁止的。这个人呢，可能被污染。For
the Jews, holiness had a lot to do with external issues. Don't touch, don't go, don't do.
实际上呢，这里呢，主的圣洁呢，他完完全全可以，他说他不摸他，不走近他，不到他面前去就可以治愈他。Was
Jesus showing us a new way, a higher law, the law of love? It seems that Jesus is moving around the furniture in the religious environment.
实际上当时呢，就像是说，那个主耶稣基督他在动了那些宗教人的家里的东西。
He's teaching us about the priority of compassion.
主耶稣基督在教导他们这个怜悯心、同情心的那个重要性。
Verse 43, and he strictly warned him and sent him away at once.
第43节说，耶稣严严地嘱咐他，就打发他走了。And
he said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them.
第44节，主耶稣对他说：“你要谨慎，什么话都不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，又因为你洁净了献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对他们做见证。”However,
he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places. And they came to him from every direction.
第45节说，当那人出去大大宣扬，把这事传开了，叫耶稣以后不得在民兵的进城，只好在外面旷野的地方，人从过处就都就他来。This
man was told not to say a word about this.
这个人呢，他告诉的被告知呢，一句话也不要讲。
Keep this to yourself. Don't go telling people about this.
你自己也知道就行了，不要到处去告诉别人。
The guy was totally disobedient, and he made it his mission to tell the world.
所以呢，这个人呢，他完完全全的不顺服，然后呢，他就把这个告诉整个世界当做自己的使命。
He was so effective in spreading the word that Jesus got mobbed every time he showed up in public.
因为他这样呢，把这件事情告诉呢整个世界以后，当主耶稣基督在工作场合出现的时候，就被人家嘲笑。It's
interesting that one of the most effective evangelists in the New Testament was a man who was told not to say a word.
这里呢，实际上呢，这里非常有趣的是，在新约里面，实际上是一个非常好的一个传道的人，却被告知他一句话也不要讲。
He had experienced the compassion of Christ, and he couldn't keep it to himself.
实际上呢，他经历了主耶稣基督给他的同情和怜悯，他不能说不去告诉别人。
Now let's read Mark 3, verse 1. And again, and he entered the synagogue again, and a man was there who had a withered hand.
因为我们再次可以翻到马可福音第三章第一节，第一节说耶稣又进了会堂，在那里有一个人枯干了一只手。The
Sabbath day was when the Jews attended a service in the synagogue.
因为在安息日呢，实际上呢，是当时的犹太人呢，他们到会堂去的日子。On
this occasion, Jesus was present as well as a man with a paralyzed hand.
因为在这个时候呢，主耶稣基督去了会堂，甚至有一个枯干的手的人也在会堂里。Verse
2, so they watched him closely, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him.
第二节说呢，众人窥探耶稣在安息日医治不医治，意思是要控告耶稣。It
bothered the Jews that Jesus consistently trampled on their sacred traditions.
那实际上呢，对那些犹太人来说呢，他们当时呢感到的非常的难堪，因为主耶稣基督在一直在挑战他们的底线。They
were keeping a close eye on him because they wanted to put together a legal case against him. Now, there was a disabled man present, and the question was, would Jesus dare to heal him on the Sabbath, the day of rest?
实际上呢，这里有一个残疾人来到这里，那么的问题就是，主耶稣基督他敢不敢在安息日这样一个休息的日子来治愈他呢？
Jesus invites the man to come forward, and then turning to the Jews, he throws out a question.
实际上呢，这个呢，主当这个人来到这里的时候，主耶稣基督转向他们，问了他们一个问题。
Verse 4 says, then he said to them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they kept silent.
第四节说呢，又问众人说，在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，哪样是可以的呢？他们都不作声。
Tell me, what is the day of rest for? Is it for doing good or for doing evil? Is it for saving lives or taking lives?
主耶稣身上告诉他们说，你们告诉我，在安息日里，我们是应该做善事呢，还是要做恶事？是要救命呢，还是要害命？
Probably the Jews were thinking, are saving lives or taking lives the only alternatives? Can we not just relax and keep the Sabbath day?
对那些犹太人来说，他们说的另外一个选择就是说呢，我们不要管他是救命还是害命，我们只是站在一旁看着就行了。And
Jesus is saying, relax. How can you relax when your neighbor needs your help?
对那主耶稣基督说，你要放松，说当你的邻居需要你帮助的时候，你怎么能够放松呢？
If someone suffers, we must do all we can to help him.
如果一个人在受苦，我们要做尽我们可能做的事情去帮助他。And
it doesn't matter if it's the Sabbath day or any other day.
这个呢，不管是安息日还是其他的日子。To
refuse to save a life is tantamount to taking a life.
所以呢，你拒绝救命的话，实际上就相当于是害命。
You gentlemen think that the most sacred thing is the Sabbath. You got that wrong.
那你们这些人呢，绅士们、假装的是你认为那个最神圣的是安息，但是你们错。The
most sacred thing is not the day, it's the person. There's nothing more sacred than people.
最庄重的东西呢，实际上呢，不是那个日子，而是里面的人。最重要的呢，就是人。Verse
27 says, the Sabbath was made for man. This is chapter 2, verse 27. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
因为在马可福音第二章的第27节里是这样说的。 安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。This
was very radical for these pious Jews.
这个对那些犹太人，对于犹太人来说，极其激进的。Jesus
was elevating compassion over and above religious rules.
实际上，主耶稣基督这是在这一大堆的宗教的规则面前呢，显示出他的怜悯同情心。Jesus
never seemed to be very concerned about religious protocol.
实际上，主耶稣基督呢，他从来呢不是很关注那些宗教的一些规矩。It
seems that true spirituality had a lot more to do with compassion.
实际上看起来，主耶稣基督是他要做更多的事情呢，是带着同情去做。So
Jesus asks, so what are we going to do with this dear man? Shall we save a life or take a life?
主耶稣基督他问了这么一个问题，我们要在这个人身上做什么呢？是要救他的命呢，还是要害他的命呢？
The Jews said nothing. and stomping on their sacred traditions, Jesus healed the man.
那实际上呢，那些犹太人呢，啥也没有讲，然后主耶稣基督呢，他就是拯救了那个人。
Chapter 3, verse 5, and when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, stretch out your hand.
第五节说呢，耶稣怒目周围看他们，为他们的心刚硬而忧伤，就对那人说，伸出手来。
We don't often see Christ angry, but we see it here.
我们通常呢很难看到主耶稣基督的发怒，但是这里呢我们去看见。When
people are more zealous for their religious technicalities than for people made in God's image, he reacts.
实际上呢，这些人呢，他们过重的去关注那些宗教的细节而罔顾人命的时候呢，主耶稣基督就发怒了。It
seems that nothing bothered the Lord more than to see religiosity without compassion.
对，我们主耶稣基督呢，说让他最让他感到困扰的就是这些人呢，他更关注宗教的规则，而是没有同情心。Following
all the rules but not loving people did not sit well with the Lord.
因为他们就说你遵守所有的规则却不爱人的话呢，这个不是主所想看到。Basically,
Christ was saying, your claim to love God is a hoax. You cannot love God if you do not love your neighbor.
实际上呢，主耶稣就跟他们说呢，你们说宣称你们自己是爱主的话呢，而你不爱你的邻居的话，所以你这个是不成立的。
The closest thing to God is the human being because people were made in God's image.
因为跟神最近的就是人，因为人是按照神的影像造的。If
you want to love God, you're going to have to learn to love people because the two are inseparable.
如果你想要爱神呢，你必须要爱人，因为人和神呢是分不开的。
So here we have two different versions of spirituality.
这里我们有两个，就是说，不同的那种属灵的那种看法。
For the Jews, loving God meant doing everything right and following the rules.
那些犹太人呢，他们说爱神呢，就是你去做一切正确的事，遵守规则。For
Jesus, above all, it meant compassion, loving the people that God loves.
实际上在主耶稣基督上呢，怜悯同情心是在一切的之上，你去爱那个神造的人。It's
interesting to notice how Jesus carried out this miracle of healing.
因为这个呢，就是非常神奇的，主耶稣基督他怎么去行他的那种治愈的那样的神迹。He
asked the man to do what he could not do, and he said, stretch out your hand.
实际上主耶稣基督呢，他让这个人去做他做不到的事，他说把手伸出来。The
man could have said, Lord, ask me to jump and I'll jump. Ask me to sing and I'll sing, but to stretch out my hand is precisely what I cannot do.
那个人他可以这样说，说主啊，如果您让我跳，我可以跳；您让我唱歌，我也可以唱歌；您让我伸出手来，这恰恰是我做不到的。But
Jesus said to him, stretch out your hand.
但主耶稣基督却对他说，伸出你的手来。And
when the man decided to obey what Jesus said, he was given the power to stretch out his hand, and his hand was healed.
这个人呢，他呢，决定了顺服主的命令，因为主呢，给了他那样的力量，让他把手伸出来，他把手一伸出来，他就被治愈了。Christ
often asks us to do impossible things.
因为呢，基督呢，通常呢，去做一些呢，不可能做的事。
He calls us to forgive 70 times 7 and to love our enemies.
因为主耶稣基督让我们七乘四十九次，然后要爱自己的敌人。
He calls us to bless those who curse us, and we say, Lord, this is impossible.
所以主耶稣基督让我们去祝福那些诅咒我们的人，我们会说主啊，这是不可能的。
But here we learn an important lesson. The Christ who commands us to do it is the Christ who gives us the power to carry it out.
这里呢，我们学到重要的一课。如果主耶稣基督呢，他命令我们去做一件事，他就会给我们那样的能量、能力去做那件事。
There's a hymn that says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
有一首赞美诗呢，说呢，信和顺服，因为没有其他的路可走，就是呢，我们要在主内高兴，在主内喜乐的话，我们就要相信和顺服。
We don't just obey, we also trust, because he is the one that must give us the power to do what he asks.
我们不光是就是顺服，我们同样去信任，因为主就是那一位给我们力量去做他命令我们做的事。Trust
and obey is how we live the Christian life.
所以呢，相信和顺服就是我们基督徒人生的全部。
Mark chapter 4, verse 35 says, on the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side.
马可福音第四章的第35节里是这样讲的，当那天晚上，耶稣对他们说，我们渡到那边去吧。
Jesus climbed into a boat and crossed the Lake of Galilee. What was the reason for this trip?
因为主耶稣基督呢，他们就走到那个船里面，他们然后渡到那个加利利湖的另一面。那么他们这么去做的意义是什么呢？
On the other side of the lake, there was a man completely dominated by dark forces.
因为在那个湖的另一面，一个人呢完完全全被那个黑暗的魔鬼的力量控制了。Jesus
made the trip through a storm across the lake for one reason. He wanted to help that man and set him free.
让主耶稣基督呢，他穿过那个风暴，让这一个船渡过那个加利利海，到对面的时候呢，是要去解放那个被魔鬼捆住的人。Chapter
5, verse 1, then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes.
这里呢，马可福音第5章第1节说呢，他们来到海那边，进入加大纳人的地方。
And when, verse 2, when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit.
第5章第2节说呢，耶稣一下船就有一个被巫鬼附着的人从坟茔里出来迎接他。
Mark gives us graphic details as he describes the condition of this poor man.
因为实际上马可呢，他呢给我描述了一个画面，当他就描述这个可怜人的时候。
Verse 3, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains.
第3节说，那人常住在坟地里，没有人能捆住他。
Because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces, neither could anyone tame him.
第4节说呢，因为人屡次用脚镣和铁链捆锁他，铁链竟被他挣断了，脚镣也被他弄碎了，总没有人能制服他。
And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones.
第5节又说呢，他昼夜常在坟地里和山中喊叫, 用石头砍自己。
Can you picture this man in your mind? He was a scary individual.
那在你的脑海里，你有没有这样的关于这个人的画面呢？他是一个非常可怕的一个人。
He was out of control, mentally imbalanced.
因为他实际上他已经失控了，他的精神呢已经那个失衡了。
Probably with long, shaggy hair, wild, fierce, and crazy.
实际上呢，可能就是说处于一种疯癫的一种长头发的，穿着破破烂烂的一个疯子的一个状态。
He was tormented by a legion of demons and lived in the cemetery.
实际上呢，是在那个墓地里的那个魔鬼呢，一直在折磨着他。
Everyone was terrified of this man.
每个人都很怕这个人。
From a Jewish point of view, it would be hard to find someone as untouchable as this poor man.
所以从那些犹太人的眼里看呢，这个可怜人呢是他们甚至找不到一个人像这样一个人这样是难以接近的。
He was as far from God and goodness as you could get.
因为他离神的那个远到的一种程度是你能够想象到的一个那种想象不到的那么远。
This is worst case scenario.
这是一个非常糟糕的一个情况。
Nobody would cross the lake to see a man like this.
没有人会穿过那个湖去看一个这样的。
If anybody knew anything about him, they would sail or run the other way as fast as they could.
如果有些人呢知道这个人的身呢，他会对你说呢，当你看见这个人的时候呢，你就离他越远越好，尽快的跑。
Everyone had written him off. That is everyone except for the Lord Jesus.
所以每个人呢都远离逃离他，除了我们主耶稣基督以外。
He was willing to cross the lake to help this man.
所以主耶稣愿意渡过这个湖来帮助这样一个人。
The man lived in desperate darkness and Christ could not help but come to his aid.
实际上呢，这个人呢，他生活在一座黑暗里，是一个没有盼望的境地，除了主耶稣基督来帮他以外。
He had to cross the lake to set this man free.
所以主耶稣就必须要渡过这个湖来解放这个人。
And after expelling a legion of demons, Jesus said in verse 19, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you.
实际上呢，在主耶稣基督驱散了一大队的魔鬼以后呢，在第十九节里，主耶稣虽然耶稣不许，但是他说你回家去，到你的朋友那里去，将主为你所做的是何等的事儿，怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。
The other gospel writers record the words of Jesus, but only Mark adds this phrase the others don't mention. He has had compassion on you.
因为在其他的福音里，实际上都记载了主耶稣基督所说的这样的事和这样的话，但是仅仅只有马可在这句话里加上了怜悯同情这个字。
This is the Greek word splagnesomai that we talked about at the beginning of the lesson.
因为这个呢是就是那个希腊的单词，就是在我们刚刚这一节课开始的时候讲到的那个词是一模一样的。
Other people saw a lost cause. Jesus saw a precious life devastated by the enemy, and he had compassion on him.
因为有些人呢，他们在计算得失的时候，实际上我们的主耶稣基督呢，他是在去怜悯那些人，甚至怜悯他的敌人。
There's an important lesson that we can learn as we see the compassion of Christ for the Gadarene man plagued by demons.
因为实际上在这里呢，我们可以学到一节大大的功课。当主耶稣基督怜悯这个在加德森的这个被魔鬼附着的人的时候，
No one is so lost that Christ does not have compassion for him.
因为没有任何一个人他可以迷失到一个程度呢, 就是主耶稣基督他的怜悯到达不了他的身上。
We should remember that the next time we are tempted to despise someone who has gone the wrong way.
因为我们大家都要记住, 在下一次我们想要去蔑视一个人的时候, 蔑视那个走错路的人的时候,
No matter what condition a person is in, Christ looks at that person with eyes of compassion.
所以不管这个人,任何一个人,他处在一种什么样的情况之下, 当主耶稣基督看他的时候,是带着怜悯的眼光看他的。
He looks beyond their sin and sees a precious life.
所以主耶稣呢,远远地看着超过了他的罪,看到了一个宝贵的生命。
In the kingdom of God, there are no untouchables. Every life has value.
因为在那个神的王国里没有一个不可触摸的东西, 每一个生命都是珍贵的。
Mark chapter 6, verse 31, And he said to them, Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while, for there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat.
因为在马可福音第六章第31节里，耶稣基督他们说，你们来和我单独到旷野地方去休息一会儿。 这是因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫。So
they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves.
因为他们就坐船私下往旷野地方去。Jesus
and his disciples travel in a boat to the other side of Lake Galilee for a time of rest.
因为这样主耶稣基督和他的门徒们呢，他们上到一条船，穿过那加利利海，到一个地方休息一下。They're
going to get away from the crowds and relax and perhaps enjoy fishing or swimming in the lake.
他们呢要远离人群，到一个地方呢，他们可能要休息一下，在那里休整一下，他们或者说是在那里钓鱼，或者说在湖里游泳。
Verse 33, But the multitudes saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran there on foot from all the cities. They arrived before them and came together to him.
第33节说,众人看见他们去,就许多认识他的,就从各城步行一同跑到那里,比他们先赶到了。The
people saw where they were going, and hiked around the lake on foot.
那些人群看见他们去到哪里,然后他们就沿着那个湖的边上步行到了那里。And
when Jesus and his disciples landed on the other side, there was a large group of people waiting for them.
当主耶稣基督和他的门徒们在那个加利利湖的另外一边登岸的时候,有一大群人在那里等候着他们。
The plan to have some rest and relaxation was sabotaged.
他们本来是计划在那里的休整一下,但是因为这个事情呢,完完全全做不到了。Their
vacation plans were ruined, but notice how Jesus responds.
因为他们的那个度假的那个计划完全被破坏了,你看看主耶稣基督是怎么反应的。
Verse 34, And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion, there's our word, for them, because they were like sheep, not having a shepherd, so he began to teach them many things.
第34节说,耶稣进来见有许多的人,就怜悯他们,这就是我们刚才讲到的那个怜悯的词,就动了怜悯的心,因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般,于是开口教导他们许多事情。I
can imagine the disciples were not pleased when this crowd showed up on the beach. The people did not allow them a moment's rest.
因为当时的人呢,
but Jesus looked upon them not with frustration, but with compassion.
但主耶稣基督呢，看到他们的时候呢，他并不是因为带着崩溃的神情，而是带着怜悯的心。
He did not see the crowd as an inconvenience. He saw them as sheep without a shepherd.
因为他并没有说这么多一大群人给是给他带来不方便的，但是主耶稣基督却看见了他们是没有牧人的羊群。
He saw their need, and he spent the whole day teaching them.
主耶稣基督看见了他们的需求，然后主耶稣基督花了一整天在那里教导他们。The
people had leaders like the Pharisees and the priests, but they did not have someone who really cared about them.
因为实际上主人当时的那些人呢，他们有像法利赛人呐，还有那些祭司那样的人，还有那样的一些领导人，但是那些人呢，根本就不关心他们。But
now the good shepherd had come, and he was full of compassion and love.
现在呢，好牧人来了，他充满了爱心和怜悯之心。
Let's go to Mark chapter 7. Mark is the only evangelist to record this incident where Jesus ministers to a man who cannot hear or speak.
那实际上我们大家可以翻到马可福音的第七章，马可是唯一一个来记载这个事情，就是主耶稣基督他去治愈一个不能听见、不能说话的人。
Verse 32, chapter 7, then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to put his hand on him.
第32节说，他们带了一个耳聋、说话结巴的人来见耶稣，求耶稣给他按手。
And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers in his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue.
第33节，耶稣就领他离开众人，到一边去，用指头伸入了他的耳朵，吐唾沫，抹他的舌头。Here
is a man who lives in a world of silence, and the Lord proceeds to open his ears and loosen his tongue.
然后这里是一个人呢，他实际上他是耳聋舌结的，然后主耶稣就在那打开了他的耳朵，然后让他的舌头松弛了。But
before healing the man, Mark gives us a fascinating detail.
因为在这个主耶稣基督治愈这个人之前呢，马可呢给我们呢一个很多的细节。Verse
34, then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Epaphatha, that is, be opened.
第34节说呢，主耶稣望天叹息，对他说，以法大，就是开了吧。Immediately
his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly.
第35节说呢，他的耳朵就开了，舌结也解了，说话也清楚了。
Here Christ does something we did not expect.
这里主耶稣基督呢,
he looks up to heaven with a deep sigh or groan.
主耶稣基督他看到仰天望天的时候呢，是有一个叹息。
The Lord was feeling this man's pain, and he could not help but groan.
因为主耶稣基督呢，他感觉到了这个人的痛苦，然后呢
？It's the same word used in Acts 7:34, where it says that God saw the oppression of His people in Egypt and heard their groaning.
实际上，这里用的是在出埃及记里一个同样的词，当主在天上看到了他的子民在下面的痛苦，在下面的哀怨的时候。
groaning is something we all know about.
所以呢,
we have all had times when we have experienced tragedy, suffered an accident, or lost a loved one.
因为当我们呢都有这样的，当我们在这受痛苦的时候，我们失去了我们爱的人的时候，我们处在一个悲惨的境地的时候，我们都会这么去做。
In Romans chapter 8, Paul says the whole creation groans and agonizes, longing to be free from the curse of sin.
实际上在那个罗马书里，那个使徒保罗是一般这样说的，说整个的被造物都在那里叹息，都在那里怨，要他们救他们脱离他们的罪。
In Romans 8, verse 23, we read this, not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body.
在罗马书第八章第二十三节里说呢，不但他们，就是我们这有圣灵出手果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子名分的，及我们身体得熟。In
this chapter, creation groans. We groan, and according to verse 27, even the Spirit of God groans.
实际上在这里呢，就是说呢，整个的受造物都在叹息，我们也叹息。就是说，在第二十七节里讲到呢，甚至神的灵都在叹息。Because
of sin, we live in a world that is full of pain.
因为罪，我们生活的当今的世界呢，是充满痛苦的。
As Jesus looked upon a man who was suffering, he could not help but groan.
所以呢，在看见一个人呢，他呢充满了罪，那主耶稣基督当时呢，他就是说他没有，他不能去帮助他的时候呢，他就叹息。
Jesus feels the suffering of this man, and he suffers, and he groans.
那主耶稣基督感觉到了这个人的痛苦，他自己也痛苦，所以他叹息。
His groaning lets us know that God is not indifferent to our suffering.
那实际上主耶稣基督的叹息，他叹息的目的呢，是让我们知道，神是不会不管我们的痛苦的。
He is a God who feels our pain.
但是那样一位神，他能感觉到我们的痛。
Our suffering makes him suffer.
我们的痛苦呢，是让他也感到痛苦。
And he has purposed to restore his creation and to put an end to all the groaning.
所以呢，他是这样的有意的去把他的这整个的那个被造物让他们去叹息了。
The groan of Christ assures us that God has marked on his calendar the day when his glorious purpose for this world will be fulfilled.
实际上呢，那个主耶稣基督的叹息呢，他让我们知道神是在那个日他的日程表上做了一个记号，当这所有的一切都得到最终实现的时候。
The Bible says that there will come a day when the glory of God will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea.
那个圣经说呢，在那里到那一天呢，神的荣耀呢会盖满整个地，就像水盖满海一样。
How encouraging it is to know that the Lord is very aware of our suffering.
因为这里对我们来说是一件多么鼓舞，多么受鼓舞的一件事，去知道神呢，他知道我们的痛苦。He
knows the pain of your heart.
他知道你内心的痛。Psalm
56:8 states that God keeps your tears in a jar. There's an African tribe with a unique manner of greeting.
非洲的一个部落，他们有一个非常独特的一个欢迎人的方式。
One person asks, "Are you well?" The other responds, "If you are well, I am well."
他们一个人说，你还好吗？ 那个人回答是说，如果你好，我就好。In
other words, if you are not well, I cannot be well. If you suffer, I too will suffer.
从另一个方面讲呢，就是说呢，如果你不好，我也不好。你受痛苦，那么我也是会痛苦。It
appears that God could not look upon our lost condition and remain well.
所以呢，这里看起来呢，就是神呢，不可能看见我们这样一个失落的状态，然后神自己很好。He
could not look with indifference as we walked on a road to eternal destruction.
因为当那个神看见我们在行走在一个永恒的毁灭的路上的时候呢，神不可能无动于衷。And
he came and carried our sins, and as the Bible says, became a man of sorrows.
因为实际上呢，神来到我们这里呢，背负了我们的罪。圣经告诉我们，这他是苦难的人。
Have you ever wondered why in the Old Testament God chose Aaron to be the high priest and not Moses?
大家有没有感到奇怪，为什么在旧约里面神选择了亚伦做祭司，而不是选择了摩西呢？
Moses grew up in the palace, and he never knew what it was to labor and suffer under the taskmasters of Egypt.
实际上呢，摩西他是在宫殿里、皇宫里长大的，所以他不可能体会到当时的人在宫殿以外的人的那些痛苦和苦难。Aaron,
on the other hand, knew what it was to suffer alongside his countrymen.
亚伦从另一个方面来说呢，他一直就是和他的以色列的人民一起在受苦受难。
And therefore, Aaron could sympathize much better with his brothers because he had shared their sufferings.
实际上呢，这个亚伦呢，他呢，这样呢，他就可以更有可能的去知道他的子民们所受到的苦难，比他的哥哥摩西呢，比他弟弟摩西来说。Look
what it says about Jesus, our high priest, in Hebrews chapter 4.
因为我们来看一看希伯来书的第四章里怎么说我们的最高祭司的。
Verse 15 says, "We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin."
Hebrews 4:15. 希伯来书的四章的第十五节，第十五节说呢，因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。Verse
16, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need."
第十六节说，所以我们让我们放胆来到恩典的宝座前，要为要得怜悯，蒙恩典所需要的时候的帮助。We
have a compassionate high priest. He feels the weight of our burden.
因为我们有一个有怜悯心的大祭司，他知道我们的负担和我们的苦难。He
knows, understands, and can sympathize with us.
因为他知道，他理解，他而且和我们一同感受。Let
me share three final thoughts about the compassion of Christ.
让我来给大家分享一下，最后的三个基督的怜悯给大家。
We need to see as Jesus saw.
我们呢,需要去看,看到主耶稣基督所看到。
Jesus looked at people with eyes of compassion.
所以主耶稣基督看人的时候呢,他的眼里是充满了怜悯的。
I confess that I often look at people with eyes of criticism and judgment.
所以呢,我那个必须承认,当我看人的时候呢,我是充满了批判和论断。
Christ looked beyond the sins and shortcomings to see broken hearts and needy lives.
所以呢,主耶稣远远地看到呢,超过的那些罪的,那些人的心碎。
He could love harlots and thieves and swindlers because he looked beyond their faults to see their need.
因为主耶稣基督他能够爱那些妓女、那些骗子和那些小偷，因为主耶稣基督呢看到了他们内心深处的需求。
He saw people in need of God's love, and his concern was to bring them back to God.
因为他看到的那些人呢需要神的爱，所以主耶稣基督呢，他关注的点是要把他们带回到神那里。
Not only do we need to see as Christ saw, but we need to feel what Christ felt.
我们不仅仅是要像主耶稣基督那样去看，我们也要像主耶稣基督那样去感受。
The process begins with the eyes and then moves on to the heart.
然后这个进程是这样的，你看到东西呢，通过你的眼睛呢，进入到内心。
Several times we read in the Bible, Jesus saw the crowds and had compassion on them.
我们在圣经里面有很多地方读到过，几个地方读到过，主耶稣基督看到了人群的时候呢，他心里充满了怜悯。
His compassion always led to concrete actions he saw and felt and acted.
让他主耶稣基督他的怜悯心呢，通常呢就是导致了他最终去采取行动去做一些事儿。Once
when Dwight Moody, a famous evangelist, was in England, he visited the home of a Christian minister.
有一个叫穆迪的一个伟大的英国的一个讲道人呢，他去看一个到一个基督徒的家里去。
The minister asked Moody why it was that God used him so greatly to win others to Christ.
他就说呢，那个人就问穆迪说，为什么神这样去用你，用你让你为了神赢得了那么多的灵魂呢？
Moody walked to the window, looked out and said, "Tell me what you see out there."
然后这个穆迪呢，他就来到那个窗户前，窗户前跟那个人说呢，你看看。
The man came to the window and said, I see houses, people walking, and traffic in the street.
那个人说呢，我看见了房子，也看见了人在街上走路，还看见了交通。
Suddenly he noticed that Moody had tears in his eyes.
然后呢，突然他看到了穆迪的眼睛里充满了泪水。
Moody said, what I see out there are precious souls who are lost and in need of Christ.
然后那个穆迪说呢，我看见的是在那个外面那些珍贵的迷失的灵魂，他们需要主耶稣基督。What
was the secret of Moody's ministry? He had a heart of compassion for lost people.
所以呢，穆迪的服事的秘密是什么呢？他因为他在心里。
He had caught the spirit of the Master, and may we too see and feel as Christ did.
因为他实际上呢，他抓住了那些人的主耶稣基督怎么去看那些人的心。
And thirdly, we need to do what Christ did.
当然呢，我们要去做主耶稣基督所做的。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 says this, Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long suffering.
In this Colossians chapter 4.
Chapter 3, verse 12.
Okay, thank you. 大家可以翻到《哥罗西书》的第三章第十二节，第三章第十二节说呢，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要穿上怜悯的心肠、恩慈、谦卑的心、温柔、恒久忍耐。
Here we have our word splanisomai, translated tender mercies.
这里呢，我们有一个词，它是这样的翻译的，翻译的非常的直接，就是要有。
It is the new wardrobe that believers are called to wear.
这就是真格的，是一个新世界的一个规则，那些基督徒要遵守。
May we be on the lookout for opportunities to express the tender compassion of Christ.
因为我们实际上呢，我们要向外去看，看到的内心呢，我们要把主耶稣基督的怜悯的心肠恩慈给传播出去。A
Christian preacher by the name of Tony was once on a visit to Hawaii.
有一个呢叫 Tony 的一个祭司呢，他去参观夏威夷。Unable
to sleep, he went out for a walk. At 3 in the morning, and entered a restaurant.
然后呢，因为他晚上睡不着，所以早晨他就在凌晨的三点呢，他起来往外走，走到了一个餐馆里面。While
sitting there, a group of prostitutes entered the restaurant.
然后呢，他走到他在那里坐的时候，那有一队人走进了那个餐厅。The
women talked to each other. And one of them, named Agnes, commented that the next day was her birthday and that she had never had a birthday party in her whole life.
然后呢，那些人呢，在里面就教他一个，其中一个妇女说呢，第二天呢就是他的生日。然后他说呢，他在他的人生里从来没有过过生日。
After having something to eat, the women left.
然后呢，在吃那些东西以后，那个妇女就离开了。Tony
found out from Harry, the owner of the restaurant, that the prostitutes came every night to that restaurant.
然后呢，那个Tony呢，他就跟那个餐馆老板说，餐馆老板说这些人呢，每天晚上都来这个餐厅。Tony
said, "Hey, how about if we have a birthday party for Agnes tomorrow?"
那Tony说呢，我们明天给他过个生日怎么样？
Harry thought that was a good idea, and he offered to make a cake, and Tony offered to decorate the restaurant.
然后呢，那个Harry说呢，这是个好主意。然后呢，Harry呢，他就准备一个蛋糕。然后那个Tony呢，他准备来装饰一下这个餐厅。At
2:30 the next morning, Tony was back at the restaurant. He put up some decorations and a sign that said, "Happy Birthday, Agnes."
然后呢，第二天的早上也是大概两点半的时候，凌晨呢，那个Tony来到这个餐厅，然后呢把它装饰了一番，然后那个写了一个生日快乐 Agnes.
Someone spread the word, and about 3:15 in the morning, the restaurant filled up with prostitutes.
然后呢，有些人呢说呢，在那个凌晨的三点一刻的时候，那个餐厅里充满了人。At
3:30, the door opened, and when Agnes and her friends entered, everyone shouted, "Happy birthday!"
然后呢，那个三点半的时候，当Agnes进来的时候，所有人进来说，每个人都大声的喊叫，生日快乐。Agnes
was absolutely stunned. No one had ever done this for her.
那个Agnes呢，完完全全被惊到了，因为没有任何人在她的人生中这么做过。When
everyone sang "Happy Birthday" for her, her eyes filled with tears.
她每个人都唱生日快乐的时候，对她来说，她的眼里呢充满了泪水。Agnes
blew out the candles on the cake, and Harry said, "Why don't you cut the cake?"
然后呢，那个艾格尼斯他就把那个蛋糕上的蜡烛吹灭以后，那个海尔说：“那你来切蛋糕吗？”
Agnes said, "I've never had a birthday cake before. Would it be all right if I took the cake home? I'll be right back."
那个艾格尼斯说呢，我从来没有收到过生日蛋糕。如果我把这个蛋糕拿回去，我马上就拿回来，行不行？
Agnes walked out of the door with the cake.
那个艾格尼斯就拿着那个蛋糕出去了。
Not knowing what else to do, Tony broke the silence and said, "How about if we say a prayer for Agnes?"
那不管他们怎么想，那个Tony说呢，我们来为那个Agnes祷告吧。
It was rather strange for a preacher to be praying with prostitutes at 3:30 in the morning, but Tony prayed that Agnes would come to know God and that her life would change.
然后呢，这个呢，就是说呢，这里是一个讲道人在一个凌晨三点多的时候去为一群人在那里讲，为祷告，祷告说那个Agnes能够认识神，能够回到神面前，是不是一个很奇怪的事？
When Tony finished, Harry leaned over and said, "Hey, you never told me you were a preacher. What kind of church do you belong to?"
然后呢，当那个Tony祷告完了以后，那个Harry说：“哎，你从来没告诉过我，你是个讲道人，那么你是什么教会的呢？”
And Tony said, "I belong to a church that throws birthday parties for prostitutes at 3 o'clock in the morning."
所以呢，他说我那个属于那个教会，那个教会的人呢，他实际上是在凌晨的三点钟呢，给那个叫一些新教徒的那些教徒们带了一个蛋糕的那样一个教会。
And Harry responded, "No, I don't believe you. If there were such a church, I would go there."
那个Harry说呢，你说的不对，因为呢，实际上呢，那种教会是我去过的最糟糕的教会。
I think that Tony had caught something of the compassion of Christ.
我认为Tony当时呢，他抓住了主耶稣基督的怜悯。In
the end, many people come to faith not because we argued with them, but because we love them.
在最终呢，很多人呢来到主耶稣基督那里呢，并不是因为我们去和他们争论。
We are called to be instruments of the compassion of Christ. We need to see as Christ saw. We need to feel as Christ felt. We need to do what Christ did. May God bless his word to us today. Thank you.
愿神赐福给他的话。谢谢。
Thank you, Jürgen. Let's just look to the Lord and bless him for his compassion and kindness to every one of us.
那我们谢谢Jürgen，我们大家呢来祈求神的那些恩慈怜悯赐福在我们每个人的身上。
O God, our Father, how we thank you for your great compassion to us.
主啊，我们是多么感激感恩您对我们这么大的怜悯啊！That
in your great love for us who are lost. You gave everything you had for us, your beloved Son.
对呢，对这些我们所有的这样迷失的人呢，您呢，把您的爱子赐给了我们。That
your perfect Son, the one who had done no wrong, was now loaded with our sin and shame upon the cross.
对呢，您的那个。 伟大的儿子，他从来没有做过任何错的事情。现在呢，他就把我们的罪和我们的羞耻都背负在他的身上。
We thank you for him, our Savior, the one who shed his blood that we might go to heaven. Lord, we thank you for him, our great high priest, who suffered here on earth among men, to understand who we are now and can sympathize with us. Lord, if there's any tonight that don't know you, we pray, Father, this may be a new beginning to just come to the loving Savior.
主啊,我们祷告,在我们中间有任何一个人不认识你的话,这是一个机会让他们来到你的面前去认识他们的救主。
And if anyone is suffering tonight, Lord, we pray that they might understand that you care and that you have suffered as well and can understand and come alongside and help.
因为我们中间有任何的人现在在接受痛苦的话，我们要让他们知道您也是知道我们受苦的，您也感受到我们的苦难，您会来到这里来帮助我们。
So bless each one today, Lord. We give you thanks again for your Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.